this morning is taken from Symphony of the Zodiac, and it's entitled The Sun in Gemini. This is the third major full moon. It is also called the Festival of Christ or the Festival of Humanity. Since 1952, some esoteric students have called it the Festival of Goodwill or World Invocation Day. During the Festival of Christ, first, students of meditation and of the ageless wisdom will use the great invocation and make efforts to spread it all over the world as the nucleus of the plan for the new age. Second, men and women of goodwill will unite in every city and stress the meaning of goodwill and the importance of right human relations. They will direct their attention to the highest vision of humanity as an arrow of invocation flying toward the source of life. Third, they will distribute the energies contacted and accumulated in the chalice to humanity as streams of light, love, and power to bring about right human relations, goodwill, understanding, and cooperation among all people, among all nations, everywhere. We are told that a very interesting ceremony is performed by Christ on these 3 days. He gathers all the masters of wisdom around him and stands before the hierarchy representing humanity, and in sight of Shambhala, he preaches the last sermon of Buddha on a hierarchical level. The energies received at the previous full moons are radiated toward humanity through the 7 groups of masters of the hierarchy. As a result, the 7 branches of human endeavor, namely the political, educational, philosophical, artistic, scientific, religious, and financial fields, are stimulated and possibility is given to them to orient and adjust themselves to the plan through the energy of the will to good.
As we start our celebration this morning of the Gemini full moon, this does seem to be a very intense full moon period, the 7 days of the full moon. Some of you may have been feeling it. It's been a time of crises, and certainly relationship crises, health crises, and is this a good thing? I think when we're going through it, it seems like it's not so good. But it is a blessing that sometimes is a little bit too subtle for us to see or to recognize. But to have a crisis occur during these 3 moons, 3 sun festivals, is a wake-up call for us. It can be like a master knocking on our door and asking us to walk through. And before we can walk through, we're going to go through a crisis. That's just part of the plan. It's part of the plan of hierarchy. It's part of the plan of initiation. And so our first step is to recognize, wow, you know, this is part of my plan. This is an effort by the master and the master's relationship to our solar angel, and the relationship of the solar angel to our human soul, our individual human soul, that has created this spiritual crisis. And then the test is, will we pass the test? How to know whether we're going to pass it or not is determined by our knowledge of life, our understanding of the purpose of life, our understanding of our personal karma. And I always find the best refuge to go to find our answers is in the books of the teachings. You know, you'll find your answers there. Okay, so this morning we are going to be celebrating the actual contact time of the full moon of Gemini, which is at 11:13. So I'm going to keep my eye on the clock up here on the podium. And about maybe about 7 minutes after 11, we'll move into our meditation time. This means I'm going to have to read my notes and not be so, what's the word? No, there's another word. Extemporaneous, that's it. Not be so petty. Gemini is a wonderful gift to have.
Didn't mean it that
way. Okay. Right. Virgos have words too. Anyway, ruled by Mercury. That's okay. It's okay. It's fun to have fun. The attendance of the monthly full moon is a service. It is a service to yourself. It's a service to our soul. It's a service to the group. And most importantly, it is a service to humanity. Participation in the full moon meditations will bring us great blessings and lead us toward enlightenment. So who can say I'm too busy or I'm too tired to celebrate and to participate and to create a readiness in myself to meditate at the full moon? I just don't get that. Yeah, but anyway, our job is to enlighten people so they can get it and they can set aside, you know, these days of the full moon. And you know, really, we are actually moving into a new terminology. Rather than calling this a full moon, we're calling this a solar festival celebration. So we need to start shifting our consciousness a little bit, because we are really celebrating the rays of the sun, you know, not the dead moon. So let us keep that in mind, that we are celebrating the rays of the sun and its relationship to the constellations and the planets and to our inner well-being. The more enlightened people that we have in the world, the more we will be assured of a future of beauty and goodness and stability. Inner development is really not so easy, and it does take time. We live in a time of computers and of automation, and all we have to do is punch a button or push a button and everything changes. But that's not the way it is with the inner life. The inner life takes time and development and concentration, and the first step to inner development is meditation. It just is. Concentration and meditation. Inner development begins with the inner nature, and then the higher nature, and then eventually working outward. Too many people's lives are the development of the outer life. Our bank account, our house, our cars. We try to collect as many people on our Facebook that we can, you know, building the outer life. Wasn't that cute? Building the outer life to humanity is the most important, because building the outer life presents a public image. And the better our public image, the more important we are, the more popular we are, the more powerful we think we are, and so forth. But that's a different life from what the spiritual life is about and what the purpose of life is about. As we develop our inner life, then our outer life becomes real. It's no longer fictitious. It can no longer be taken away from us. Nothing can take the inner life away from us. This is what we take from one life to the next, to the next, to the next. So it takes a while to develop the inner and higher nature. Once a person has cultivated the concentration, continuity, and regularity of individual meditation, then group meditation is the next step. This next step accelerates the development of the higher mind as each member of the group is engaged in meditation and service. Full moon meditation includes not only an opportunity for group meditation, but service to the community, you know, both locally and globally. So really think about meditation. And if you are a seasoned meditator, we want to consider and recognize and realize today is the day of distribution, as Richard was reading, you know, from Symphony of the Zodiac by Torkum. It is the day of distribution from the first solar festival to the second, which is Waisak, to today, which is Gemini. But that is even changing a little bit, and I'm going to talk about the changes in that regard. But today is the day of distribution. So what we are gathering today in our chalice, what we gathered in our group chalice last month and the previous month, we are now going to distribute into our personal life, our group life, our family life, and then on out into the community and finally globally. So let me talk about the difference, where we are moving to. And this is the reason for the diagram on the board that Sherry so nicely drew for me. This diagram is actually found in one of our St. Sergius courses on astrology, in one of our beginning courses on astrology. You want to take a look at the zodiac and the important points here that I'm going to be talking about are focused here, where you see that this is the sign Aries. Can you all see that? And then you go over here and you see this little arrow pointing to 0 degrees Aries. Okay, that's called the beginning of the tropical zodiac. We recognize the tropical zodiac at 0 degrees Aries as the beginning of spring. Okay, however, that is changing. Now, I'm not going to give you the details right now. I'm going to give it to you, you know, as I read through my notes. But just to know that this 0 point Aries is now about here. And over here is now what we call the sidereal zodiac, the star. This is where 0 degrees Aries actually is, which is toward about 12 degrees Pisces. So we're moving this way. And this is where the actual 0 degrees Aries is, except it's called about 12 degrees Pisces. And that degree is controversial. The astronomers and the astrologers are not all in agreement to whether it's 12 degrees or 13 degrees or whether it's moved back 24 degrees over to this point, you know, of Pisces. But we're in the ballpark. And this is why we want to know. The difference is very important, the difference between 0 Aries and the present beginning point of spring, let's say. It's important for our spiritual knowledge and for our future as esotericists and as disciples of hierarchy. For in the future, more and more groups are going to be observing the sidereal position of the zodiac, and these groups are called discipleship groups. The Tibetan DK referenced the difference throughout his writings in the Blue Books of Alice Bailey. When the Tibetan refers to signs and to constellations, there is a distinct difference. So now we have to use our imagination. Okay, these are the signs, let's say, that are on the board. The constellations in the sky represent a whole series of stars that make up the constellation. He said the word signs refer to the sign in the tropical zodiac. So when he's talking about the tropical zodiac, he's talking about zero-point Aries right here. But this is a fictitious position due to the ongoing movements of the constellations. However, the tropical positions of the signs continue to have impact on humanity's consciousness due to the fact that each zodiacal sign is fed by a sidereal constellation. So the sign is the outer representation of the constellation. And the constellation, the energies of the constellation is now feeding that sign. The term constellation, as you read the Tibetan's books, is referring to the sidereal position in the zodiac. Every once in a while, there's a little difference and, it seems contradictive, and it's because of the editing. There were editing errors in these books. But if you know the difference between the two and what the Tibetan is saying, you'll recognize when, if he says the word sign and it should be constellation, you're going to recognize it. But the majority of the writing is accurate. So the sidereal zodiac is located where the constellations are actually positioned. It was Ptolemy, an astrologer and astronomer of antiquity, who believed the zodiac should begin at 0 degrees Aries, the point where the sun was located during the spring equinox, which is now called the precession of the equinox. Okay. A point which gradually moves backward every year over to this point. Most astrologers and those who celebrate the solar festivals observe the tropical zodiac. And as a group, we're no different. You know, publicly, exoterically, we celebrate, the solar festival of the tropical zodiac. However, some of us of the esoteric wisdom are experiencing certain effects from the sidereal position of the constellations, and as such, we are now observing both the tropical and sidereal effects on our consciousness. Where most groups and individuals celebrate the position of the tropical sign in relationship to the full moon, some of us have been personally experiencing the sidereal zodiac for the past few years. At the time of the full moon of Gemini today, which is 11:13, observe, this is Mountain Standard Time, observe if you can sense an energy not only coming from Gemini, but also coming from Taurus. Taurus is the constellation of illumination and awakening. Are you having deeper insights? Are your dreams of the other worlds? Do you see your light increasing and radiating, becoming more powerful? This is Taurus. In other words, this is the true Waysak full moon. That's right. This month, the tropical sign is Gemini and marked as the festival of Christ, the festival of humanity. The sidereal constellation, Taurus, the constellation of illumination, will be feeding Gemini. So if we observe these days carefully, you will notice the effects of both energies, that of Gemini as well as Taurus. Thus, you can see it's almost like if we had the psychic vision, we could see all of these energies interpenetrating one another, affecting our consciousness, and thus the crises. Hey, providing that knock on the door, we open the door because we're hearing the knock, hearing the call. Hey, wow, look at what opportunity has knocked on my door. And how am I going to handle this? Now, the condition of the sidereal and the tropical, the Tibetan says, I would remind students again that when speaking of signs, I am referring to the influences of the constellations as they are represented by the signs. Calling to your attention that in the great evolutionary process, and owing to certain shifts and astronomical and astrological discrepancies, the sun is not in the constellation to which a particular sign refers at any given moment. In reality, there's about 10 degrees of it is in the right sign. Okay. This means to us as esoteric students that the old thought forms apply to the personality. So when you read in Symphony of the Zodiac, this is the keynote for the personality, and this is the keynote for the soul. That's coming from the constellation. And the sign is for the personality, that keynote, or one's lower triad. The sidereal position, or the new thought form, so to speak, refers to the upper triad, the soul level of consciousness, okay, the spiritual triad, and the higher mind, which includes the chalice. This is why I said this is the day of distribution, where we've accepted as the group chalice, receiving the energies of Aries, the first full moon, the second full moon, and today, now Gemini, and now we're going to distribute this. But if you are sensitive to the constellation, then you'll know next month we are beginning to make breakthroughs into that, from that old thought form into the new. Okay? And we'll take that knowledge and continue to distribute the energies as they accumulated from April and May and June on into July. Okay. Remember, the Tibetan says the lesser zodiac covered from the angle of extreme illusion in the course of 1 year corresponds to the life of the personality. As disciples approach the third initiation, which includes those who are in conscious contact with the soul or angel, they are becoming more and more sensitive to the sidereal zodiac. Okay. This year, at the time of the full moon of June, according to the DK mathematical calculations, this is part of my solar fire software, by the way, and they called the DK mathematical calculations, which is the sidereal. The sun is at 18 degrees of Taurus. So by sidereally, today the sun is at 18 degrees Taurus, 37 minutes. But the tropical position is at 17 degrees Gemini, 7 minutes. And I brought both charts. You can look at it after the meeting this morning. Okay, you see the difference. The Tibetan states, in considering these points, it should always be remembered that great shifts in consciousness or great expansions of awareness are followed by upheaval in the outer forms. To further substantiate what I'm saying, let me quote the Tibetan again. He says, sidereal constellations are the energy sources for the tropical signs. The tropical signs, therefore, represent the background sidereal constellation. Are you with me? Mm-hmm. Okay, I got him to smile. Okay. Today through Wednesday, based on the 7 days of the energies, the solar festival will influence us. Try to become aware of the two influences, the festival of the old thought form, the tropical, and the new thought form, the sidereal. Remember, one thought influences the personality and the other influences the human soul, if it is awakened and conscious. And one more statement by the Tibetan. He says, in casting the horoscope of a human being who is born in a particular month. However, it should be borne in mind, which it seldom is, that now the month and the sign do not coincide at all. Isn't that good to know? And you thought you were a Gemini. You're really a Taurus. Okay. The sun is really, the sun is not in Leo. Sorry, Patty. The sun is really not in Leo, for instance, during the month of August. The correct interpretation, therefore, of a chart is largely psychometrical and dependent upon the thought form of the constellation, which has been built up for ages by the astrologers. Energy follows thought. Yeah. For thousands of years, certain types of energy and their consequent qualifying effects on substance and form have been considered to be thus and so. Therefore, thus they are, except in the case of highly evolved, of the true aspirant who has oriented him or herself and thus escaping the wheel of existence and beginning to govern his or her stars, and so is no longer under their rule and domination. Third initiation. Yeah. Which is surely the goal of all of us. In Treatise on White Magic, the Tibetan says, when through meditation and service, plus the discipline of the lunar bodies, a person comes consciously and definitely under his soul or her soul ray, then he or she comes as definitely under the influence of the sacred planets. So I was thinking, I have to think very fast here, we're almost out of time. When people come to me and they say, do a solar return chart for me, they don't know what they're asking for. See, we don't do solar return charts in the esoteric community. See, we are more concerned about the esoteric ruling planets and where they have moved in relationship to the tropical. So we're not concerned about the return of the sun. So think about that, some of you, when you don't understand. In fact, I have turned away people that have written to me, please do my solar return chart. And I say, no, I don't do solar returns. Why not? And I said, it's complicated. Without getting into the details. So I think we can safely conclude that the Gemini energies will affect the personality today, and the sidereal constellation of Taurus will affect the higher mind. Okay, and I'm really going to have to read my notes. We meditate at this time to create a divine balance within our nature and to find our path leading to the Eye of Taurus, our home within ourselves. What is our home within ourselves? It is our soul, which is the trinity of light, love, and power. First, we must realize that we are a human soul, not a physical body, not an emotional body, not a mental body, but a human soul. And as a human soul, we use and have control over these three bodies. Okay. Next, we must have the experiences which affirm for us that we are not a physical body. See, we can't just say, I know that because I have the knowledge or the information. Then we want the experience. So what will happen is someday you're going to ooze out of that physical body and you're going to think you're next to death. What has happened? This is crazy. I've lost it. I need to go see a psychiatrist. Something is happening here. Don't talk to your family. Okay. So talk to somebody who's had the experience. And they'll calm you down and say, congratulations, you've had your first realization. You are not the physical body. But it can't be through drugs. It can't be through, you know, the playground of drugs. It has to be a spiritual cause behind it. This is very important. When this happens, it marks a cycle where there are certain etheric centers opening, and where your consciousness begins to move to higher levels on the spiral. Observation and preparation and subsequently absorption, these are the three phrases, terms, observation, preparation, and absorption, is necessary for the special reception of impressions sent from higher sources. At the solar festival time and other spiritually important cycles, you must be able to observe through preparation and then absorb. For example, we would consider the consciousness of the Buddha and of the Christ during the Taurus and Gemini full moons. And if you read carefully what Richard was reading from in Symphony of the Zodiac, you will see it's all in there. The light, love, and power of their consciousness releases a tremendous amount of psychic energy. This energy then provides an opportunity for each of us to expand our own consciousness and to increase its quality. As psychic energy, this is from a book called A Commentary on Psychic Energy. This is a quote. As psychic energy increases in the human being, he will or she will experience an expansion of consciousness. Both the psychic energy and the expansion of one's consciousness affects the subtle centers in one's etheric, astral, and mental bodies. And the centers start awakening and opening. Are you ready to receive, absorb, and transmute this energy? What then follows? When the centers are in the process of opening, they help your consciousness to actualize itself on many planes and subplanes. You begin to think multidimensional. This is synthesis. Okay. The opening of the centers is not done at once. Every center undergoes an endless gradation of opening before you reach the third initiation. Oh, there's so much I could say. I wish we had the time. As we celebrate the full moon, and most especially the three full moon festivals, or as we are trying to call them now, the three solar festivals, depending upon our level of consciousness, we will receive and transmit the fire of friction, the solar fire, and the spiritual fire. We do this through spiritual tension. For example, we are instructed to meditate daily. This creates spiritual tension. Okay. Next, your teacher asks you to meditate not only daily, but at a specific time, on a regular basis. Why is this? Because of the needed spiritual tension. If, however, you are not in your meditation practice, continuous in your meditation practice, where if you're for a few days you are putting tension on your centers, and then for the next few days there is nothing, then you start meditating for a few days and then you don't, pretty soon you find yourself with problems. Psychological problems, mental problems, health problems, relationship problems, and so forth. Spiritual tension is defined as vigilance and mobility of consciousness. That's the definition for spiritual tension, vigilance and mobility of consciousness. Vigilance is a state of consciousness which harmonizes your life with standards, to your standards. So as your consciousness expands, psychic energy becomes more active in you. For those of you taking the Wednesday night class on psychic energy, pay attention. You become more active. Your service, not just in the outer world, but by now as part of the higher worlds, thus accepting more responsibility and establishing higher contacts. As one establishes higher contacts, his standards rise. It is in spiritual tension and vigilance that you then digest these higher standards into your day-to-day life. Oh, dear. Okay, let me close with this so we can move into our meditation. We are going to focus on certain things, certain virtues this month. The first is to increase goodwill. The next is to build right human relations. Really study what it means to build right human relations. Think about it. If you're not in harmony with yourself, if you're not building that inner nature, if you are instead building what's outside of yourself, you're going to have relationship problems because you don't understand people yet. Start with inner development, then begin to understand and study and observe what it means to have right human relationships. The next point is to contemplate on the reappearance of the Christ. And then most especially love, for it is in Gemini that we can increase the energy of love. And I'm going to stop there so we can move into our meditation.